The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. I've just been sent all the bump, the itinerary. I think it's going to be a fantastic day, mate. It's going to be a Punch and Judy show, and entertainers and that kind of thing. And then people are going to dress up and do sort of stories about the harbour and pirates and that kind of thing. And then you are in the middle. Basically, the RNLI have given us their back of their harbour, of the section for the dressing room, and we'll get you into the diver's gear, which apparently weighs up to 15 stone, including the helmet and the boots and everything. And then you'll appear and they'll form a sort of line. I think people are going to clap, hopefully. You'll walk down. I think it will take quite a while. But when you get to the edge of the pier, there'll be a crane, and that will there'll be a hook on the back of your neck, and that will hook you, and then you'll be on at the end of the crane, taken out about 15 feet from the actual harbour wall and lowered into the sea. And then when you get to the bottom of the sea, they're going to put some treasure there. Not actual treasure, but something for you to grab. So you have to get hold of that. I don't think you'll be able to see, but they'll make that clear to you. And then, of course, there will be a 3-minute overlap with the air pump. So that's where the practice comes in, mate. Just keep stretching those lungs. And then they'll hoist you back out to a huge rousing reception. But we have to be done by 1:30, because there's an unbelievably improvised play about horticulture. Describes a very important play about gardening. I know, unbelievable, but they've got to get in and get set up, so we will have to get it done, but very exciting. All right, mate, cheers, speak soon, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I've been in the bath, as you say, trying really hard to hold my breath, and I've got up to 41 seconds before panic kicks in, and even in the bath, I'm concerned and I start splashing about and I have to come up for air. So I'm not feeling confident about holding my breath for 2 minutes, I'll be honest with you. And also the doctor who has, he's given me the pills and he said, at this stage, I must avoid any stressful, panicky situations because I really need some rest. So I'm a bit concerned. If there's anything, if there's any way of actually getting air to me in the suit when I'm at the bottom of the harbour, that would certainly help. If you could let me know if that's possible. I don't want to let you down, obviously. So thanks, mate. Thank you.
Hi, Roger. It's Bri. 41 seconds. Right. You've still got a couple of days, and I think if you just keep practicing, you probably get that up to a minute. And then I'm guessing that on the day, sort of Dr. Footlights and just the whole excitement of it all, you'll probably far exceed your expectations. So if you get up to a minute, I reckon you could double that up. That's 2 minutes, and then I think you'll be all right. So I think you've just got to trust yourself. Thing is, mate, is that I have said that you've had diving experience and that, you know, this is, otherwise we kind of wouldn't have got the gig. So yeah, you've just got to step up to the plate, really, mate. Sorry. But, you know, it's going to be a really exciting day. And, I think we should just put our best foot forward. Chike's on his way. He's going to give me a call when he gets into Euston. And I'm going to meet him there and take him to Anne's. But we'll probably be on our way. Anyway, look, I'll tell you about it later. All right, mate. Keep practicing. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm up to 51 seconds, but that is it. I cannot get any further. 51 seconds is with me absolutely gripping the bath, almost forcing myself to drown. I don't know that we can rely on Dr. Theatre for this. I'm concerned that he may not visit while I'm at the bottom of the harbour. Also, I've just received a phone call from Anne to say that I can't stay with her for a couple of nights because someone's taken my place just for a couple of nights, your friend, I think. So I've just got a bag and I'm walking around the street just going to try and find somewhere to rest my head. Anyway, give us a call when you get a moment. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Bri. That's good. So Chike's obviously settled in. Right. So, look, I would say head here. And you could kip here, but the spare room's a grow room at the moment, there's nowhere to actually lie. I mean, you could just lie on the kitchen floor, but I think, you know, it's pretty hot at the moment. I assume we're just going to a park or something. But that leads to my second question, as where shall I pick you up tomorrow, if you aren't at Anne's, obviously. And look, Chico's only going to be there for a week, mate, so I'm sure Anne will let you back. So where should I pick you up, basically, is my question. And 51 seconds, that's great, mate. It's massive improvement, so don't worry, it's going to be fine. But just tell me where to pick you up from tomorrow, because it's a bit of a drive to Tenby. The other thing I was going to ask, mate, is could you contribute petrol money wise to get us there, £30, let's say. All right, mate. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I slept in the park last night. It was hot, so it wasn't too bad. But Jamie found me this morning when he was walking through the park on the way to the friend's house. It was a bit of a shock for him to see me there, but I told him that I'd lost my keys, and so I was just getting some fresh air, which I think he bought it. Anyway, the whole experience has made me absolutely determined to do this diving thing, and I want to bring Jamie with me, if that's possible, and I want him to see what I can do at the bottom of the harbour and get that treasure up and hold my breath, and I really want to make him proud of me. The hell with the doctors, you know, I'd scaremongering all the you know, all that stuff about stress and what have you. I've just got to crack on. So pick me up at the park, and let's go and do it. Okay, mate, thanks very much, bye bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. yeah, look, I hope you like your room, mate. I know it's above the kitchen, but, sharing a bed with Jamie, but that should be alright, shouldn't it? Yeah, I've just, nipped out. I'm meeting David. We're gonna go have some cockles and whelks on the pier. He's just gonna talk through a few things with me. And look, sorry I had to take Jamie's pocket money, for petrol money, but you know, we did have to get there, and I'm really not getting that much for this. So, you know, it all adds up, mate. But yeah, just make sure you're at the pier. Bring Jamie along for the dress rehearsal at 5. We're not actually going to go in the water, but show you the costume, show you the diving gear, show you the diver's bell, and just sort of go everything. So just do everything by numbers. And the other good news is there's going to be a school choir. So 60 kids who are going to sing shanties and stuff like that as you're being lowered. So that's going to be amazing. Yeah, so see you at 5, mate. Okay, cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Yeah, sorry I was late for that that rehearsal. I was very tired because Jamie asked if I'd actually sleep on the floor because he's not used to having anyone in the bed with him, so he was a bit freaked, I suppose is the word. So yeah, it was I didn't sleep very much. Yes, well, it all seems okay. I'm glad that you're the one that's manning the airflow, the oxygen flow to me, because I can't think of a better person to be to have my life in his hands. So we're going to be a good team on this one. All right, mate, thanks a lot, bye bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Sorry, mate, I know it's probably late and you're probably asleep, but yeah, I just wanted to let's check in with you. You know, big day tomorrow, but if we meet down in the breakfast room, get something to eat, and then if you, me and Jamie, head to the RNLI office, then we'll get your suit on, get those boots on, get the helmet on. And get you ready, and I think you're going to stay there with David and one of his assistants, and then I'll take Jamie to the pier, and we'll wait for you. I think Jamie and I, Jamie's going to be on the air pump. I think David said that he can help out with that, and I'll be on the emergency cord. So if at any juncture you're in any trouble, you just ring that, and and then the crane will pull you up. It is a sort of slightly convoluted system whereby you pull the cord, then I'll notice that bell, then I'll shout to David, then David will shout to the chap driving the crane, and then he'll pull you up. Seems a bit archaic, but, you know, that's what it is. All right, mate, sleep well. Big day. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. It's 9 a.m., and I'm going to make my way down to the dock with Jamie in a moment. I've been up since 3 a.m. because I was on the floor again and didn't sleep very well, because obviously it's a wooden floor and I didn't have a duvet or anything. So yes, a little tired but raring to go. I really want to make this a good day for Jamie and just to show him what I'm made of. So look forward to seeing you, and the day is going to be fantastic, I think. So, yeah, here we go. Okay, mate, see you down there. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rog. It's Brian. Look, you're probably not awake. I think they brought you out of the induced coma a few days ago. We very nearly lost you there, mate. Apparently you did 5 minutes without oxygen, so you smashed your record. You did actually die. If it wasn't for the quick thinking of the choir leader, we'd be going to your funeral today. Jamie was distraught. I did tell him if he saw the bell ring, he should shout to David, but he just didn't do it in time, and I didn't quite know what to do after the event, so I left it to someone else. I think they must have contacted Claire, who came on the train to get him. And she was very angry and very upset, and she tried to slap me on several occasions, but I caught her wrists, and she didn't quite get to my face. Anne wanted to come and see you. Anne's fine. But it's a very long way to get to Tenby, and I've really got my hands full with Silk Route business, so I think really in retrospect we should have just been more, you should have been more honest with David, mate, about your levels of diving ability, you know, in hindsight. Anyway, fingers crossed the oxygen deprivation doesn't affect your ability to communicate or remember things. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.